Kevin, I've never met anybody with the last name Erlewine before. Tell me about that name.
So it's a, you know, for many years I thought it was a Swedish last name, but I found out that it's actually a Native American name. So my grandfather was full-blooded Cherokee, and that's my knowledge of the last name. And then when we went to, my boyfriend and I went to Ellis Island a few years ago, and it comes from a very old English name. So I don't know how it came to us, but that's my understanding of it, is it came from, you know, old England, and then somehow along the way, maybe through immigration, became my family's name. So
where are you from originally?
I'm from Rockford, Illinois. So home of the Rockford Peaches.
What sport is that?
Baseball. So the All-American Girls Baseball League back in World War II. So that's kind of our claim to fame as the Rockford Peaches.
What are you doing in South Dakota if you grew up in Illinois?
So I'm a full-time audiobook producer. So I do audiobooks for clients from all over the world. So I just did my 100th audiobook. So I record audiobooks out of my home studio, and I just kind of landed in Vermilion.
And how did you get hooked up with the Dakota Theater?
So Catherine Remler and I go way back. She used to choreograph shows that I did, and I directed a production of My Fair Lady with the Vermilion Community Theater back in 2011, and I met Catherine doing that show, and she just reached out, and we started chatting again about it. And so Inconsequential Dreams, I find a lot of common ground with the characters in the play. You know, they're all in their mid-30s trying to find friendship in their community, and I really relate to that, so it just seemed like a good fit.
Do you have directing experience?
Yes. So I got my BFA in musical theater and haven't directed for a few years, but it's been really nice to get back at it.
All right. Well, it's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
And as I told you, we visited with Michelle.
Yes.
Who wrote this play, and she's a South Dakota native.
Yes, that's correct. The play premiered in 2020 in Pierre. There's been a few productions since then, and so we're really honored to spotlight a South Dakota author.
Well, let's start with what it's about, Inconsequential Dreams. Sometimes the title tells you a lot about the production, but I'm not sure on this one, so remind us.
So the show follows four people in their, you know, mid-30s who are just trying to find some friendship and find their identities post-college, post-career. You know, they've started their careers, and they just don't really have a lot of friends, and so Ava used to be a therapist, and she has started to feel inconsequential, that she doesn't matter, and is having a major identity crisis. And so she starts a writing group with her group of friends and dreams of being a writer.
All right. And how big of a cast for Inconsequential Dreams do you have?
So we have four people in the show. It's a very small, intimate show. We're very, very lucky to have the cast we have. Nova Donstadt, Kaylee Hensler, Robbie Pieper, and Jim Violette are starring in the show.
Well, I was going to challenge you. If there's only four, you better remember all of them.
And they're doing such a great job. We had our first full run through last week, and we're going to be really ready for this weekend.
All right. Yeah. And who else besides the four cast members and yourself should maybe have a mention in making this all happen?
So our stage manager is Katie Redden from Vermilion, and we're really grateful to be working with her. And it's a very small team, so that's kind of it. We're just the ones doing everything.
Things are really moving in a great direction at the Dakota Theater.
They are.
Literally with the facility, and there have been some great productions, and the future is looking pretty bright.
Yeah, thank you for, you know, everybody, the board of directors at the Dakota Theater is really making some great headways and taking this theater into the next generation. So very exciting times.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for some of the donations that came in and these people, I mean, you can just see it, you know, kind of a boarded up place, sad. But it's not. It's very good right now.
And I wish that, you know, the people could see all the laughter that we're having in rehearsals and all that we're using the space. And it's very exciting to just be doing and to be doing a locally written play. It's been. I've had such a good time doing the show, Jeff. I can't wait for people to see it.
Yeah, it seems like it. What do you think people will like about this production?
I think people will find common ground in the characters and be like, oh, I remember when I went through that in my life. You know, whether that's with your spouse or friends that you meet at the park, or there's a lot of common ground. I do want to mention too that it's a PG-13 piece. It's more adult friendly. So there's a lot of adult humor in the show. So if you want something that you can relate to as an adult, it's really geared for an adult audience.
I was going to ask you about who it might appeal to. you mentioned mid-30s, but
yeah,
anybody beyond that's been in their mid-30s, yes, it's a look back, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, let's talk about tickets this weekend, the show times and how to get tickets.
So we are Friday and Saturday, September 12th and 13th at 7:30 p.m., and then Sunday, September 14th at 2 p.m. Adults are $15 and students are $10, and you can pick up your tickets at the Dakota Theater, which is at 328 Walnut Street.
All right, anything else you want to mention about Inconsequential Dreams this weekend?
Just come on out. It's a great show, very funny piece, and the actors are really working hard. We can't wait to share our show with you.
And feeling ready?
Feeling great.
Good. All right, Kevin Earlywine, the director of Inconsequential Dreams, our guest this morning. Thanks for the visit, and I always do this because it's so cliche, but break a leg.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We appreciate it.